For this morning's call to worship, we look to King David. And it's amazing to think that 3,000 years ago, when the people of God worshiped the Lord, they heard the same call to worship written by David and then quoted by the writer of Hebrews. So let's go to Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in Meribah on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are the people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.